Let's just review a few of the travel news headlines from the past week. And joining us now to help us out is travel expert Onanta Forbes. You can follow her on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at Onanta Forbes. OnantaForbes.com is her website. Hi, Onanta.
Hi, Randy.
First day of spring today. So spring is in the air and there's good news all around. Let's start with the big good news story this week of the travel restrictions, the COVID test requirements for entering Canada for those who are vaccinated.
That's right. And April 1st is when it comes into effect. And the federal government is dropping the pre-arrival COVID testing requirement for all fully vaccinated travelers arriving in Canada. Travelers may still be randomly tested upon arrival. However, they no longer need to quarantine while waiting for the results. Unvaccinated and partially vaccinated travelers must still submit a negative pre-arrival PCR test result. All travelers must continue to use the ArriveCan app. For cruise ship passengers, they'll need to show negative tests from a rapid antigen test no more than one day prior to their ship's departure. However, they will no longer be required to be tested again before getting off the ship. This announcement is encouraging, but all measures are subject to review. So hopefully this will be the start of a fun travel season.
You can just feel the mood of everybody in the industry has just automatically changed. It's like there's optimism, summer's coming, and they needed to do it sooner rather than later because of the busy summer season. So, yeah, it's very good news. And with that, it seems that WestJet, thinking that people are going to be traveling more this summer, they've added some more airspace, right?
That's right. The WestJet Group says its network will return to near pre-pandemic levels with the unveiling of its 2022 summer schedule, which was announced last week, making significant investments in its transatlantic network. WestJet will offer many connections to Europe this summer with more nonstop service options across the country from Calgary, Vancouver, Toronto, and Halifax. Specific to Alberta, WestJet will restore service levels across our province with more than 180 daily departures from both Calgary and Edmonton this summer.
With those sunny skies, there is a dark cloud, though, and that is fuel prices. So people just have to beware and be conscious of it. Uber and Lyft adding a fuel charge for rides in the U.S. So if you're going to the U.S. and you're going to be using those forms of transportation, just be aware. That's all.
Right. So this is one example of how companies are passing on the cost of gas to the consumer. Uber customers will pay a surcharge of either 45 or 55 cents on each trip, depending on the location. Lyft has been a little less upfront about what they'll be charging per ride, meaning that it'll probably be based on a percentage rather than a flat fee. Now, the rising fuel costs affects so many types of travel. You know, many people this summer were opting for road trips around North America, but now it seems like a road trip could cost as much as a trip abroad. But with gas prices almost hitting, for an example, $2.10 at some stations in Vancouver, reflecting some of the highest costs in Canada. We're all seeing the cost of this hit our pockets.
Yeah, fill up those gas cans and book your flights as much as in advance as possible.
Book now or buy now.
Onanta Forbes is a travel expert. You can find her on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at Onanta Forbes. OnantaForbes.com is her website. Always good to chat, Onanta. Let's do it again next week.
You bet. Take care.